This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Into another hour here on the DJV program. D is for Doug.
J is for Jennifer.
V is for Victoria. Well, Jennifer's not here, and Victoria Kuhn's not here, but Victoria Jones is here with us from the DC Radio Company, along with Rich McFadden, who's gracing us with his presence, and Kara Schillen's at the controls in the studio in Washington. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on how good your night was. When you settled down last night, did you turn on the television? Excuse me, or more commonly these days, did you open your digital device? Or did you read a book? What did you do last night, Rich, when you went to sleep?
Last night, after I got the kids all wrangled from all their stuff, dinner and everything, I sat down on the couch with my guitar.
Yeah.
And I practiced my pentatonic scales.
Good for you.
A couple of songs while I watched the football game.
And did that relax you so that when you got into bed, you went right to sleep?
It does. Yeah, it's good. I try to pick it up for a couple of minutes a day and just kind of do my thing.
I'm just doing a survey. We all do different things. People complain sometimes about their ability to go to sleep. And I'm going through this thing that we have here discussion-wise because I think a lot of people, they sabotage their own sleep by what they do before they go to sleep. Victoria, what's your routine like before you go to bed?
Okay, so I usually do some spiritual reading, and then I kind of sabotage it because I go on my BuzzFeed app and read some of the shopping things, like 27 things under $10 that are the best thing you can get on Amazon.
Really?
And then I do some BuzzFeed quizzes.
Really?
That are geared to Gen Z.
Mm-hmm. Generation Z. All right.
That's what I do.
I do half of what you do. I do not do the latter half. However, I do the first half, some spiritual reading before I go to sleep, puts my subconscious right in the place. For me, if I'm still awake after I go to bed 3-4 minutes, that's a lot. Usually, take a quick read, gonzo. What about you, Kara?
Typically, I'll go to the gym, come home, make dinner, take a shower, maybe read for a bit. Don't ask me about last night, though, when I stayed up until 10:30 doing stuff for the show, took a shower, went to sleep very stressed. Last night was not good sleep.
But you did a fabulous job. It's fine. You did a great job. We're all set. I ask these questions always because I think it puts everything into perspective. When you have enough sleep, and this is not about MyPillow necessarily, although I could see myself starting a MyPillow commercial this way, but you really feel better. Don't you, when you get up in the morning, if you've had enough sleep, you have that feeling of being productive, and then, you know, if there's certainly a way for you to catch up on all of these things, even Victoria looking for what she can get for under $10 on whatever that app is, you can do that during the day. You can do it while you're on the radio. There are other things that are going on. Anyway, it's just a thought about how well you can sleep. Here's the story from Oakland today. The police department is asking new officer candidates to disclose whether they have ever been sexually assaulted. I thought this would be good, Richie, because you can
really
maybe compare and contrast your brother's police officer in D.C., so I wonder what he would think about this. Police in the 10 most populous cities in California, when you look around, the police were asked by the person that wrote this article in the Chronicle, is there screening going on for sexual assault victims? So the question is, other than it being odd and probably problematic, is it legal?
But why would you ask that question?
This is a poll or an active search?
No, this is on your application to become a police officer. Oakland Police Department asks the potential officer to disclose whether or not they've ever been sexually assaulted.
That's a lawsuit waiting to happen.
I would have thought so.
It seems
odd, but I'm assuming they're asking because people may or may not deal with sexual assault survivors differently. Like, I was in the student judiciary when I was in college, and we had to take a specific training before dealing with sexual assault cases. Otherwise, we weren't allowed to work on them. So I'm assuming that if you are a victim of sexual assault, they might want you to go undergo a certain training, or they might not put you on those cases because it might be traumatic and you might not be able to deal with it.
So do they also ask you whether you've been in the presence of a bank robbery?
But that's the thing, is that so many different things
can be
traumatic.
Have you ever been in a car accident?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. All right. While we're in the San Francisco area, this is enough to make my blood boil. The judge in that case, remember, I think this was a month or so ago, the lawsuit against Monsanto. The fellow had developed non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, Richie, and this is because he was spraying Roundup weed killer around. This is a fellow that was, I think he worked for the state, as a matter of fact. So he and his family sued Monsanto. The jury gave him $250 million.
Right.
The judge has whittled that down to $40 million. Dwayne Johnson will get a total of $78 million instead of the $250 million because they cut the compensatory down. They left the other part of it, but $78 million, is that enough?
And well, I mean, for him, sure it is, but what it doesn't do is it doesn't hurt Monsanto. That's $78 million, it's nothing.
Right.
$250 million, that stings.
Right,
It would have said something to them, but now it's just like, okay, let's pay it and move on.
Exactly, it's just pay it and move on. And the thing is, Monsanto is facing other lawsuits.
Yeah, good for them.
So that was part of the aim, is to punish them and to, you know, get them on notice that there's more coming. So what this plaintiff is facing is either you either suck it up and accept this, which of course that's a lot of money, but the point is the punitive damages if you suck it up, or you face a new trial, and you have to go through all this again, which, of course, is an individual going up against this mega agribusiness.
Yeah,
how are you going to do that?
Bayer now. Bayer bought out Monsanto, so it's really the Bayer company that runs it, a European company that was responsible in its original form making the gas for the gas chambers in Germany.
Once you see all of the commercials on TV for Dewey, Scrum, and Hal saying if you've been affected, if you've had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, call us because we're your lawyers. Those commercials are all over TV right now.
Yep.
And so Bayer can't be too happy to see that. And it makes you wonder, Doug, conspiracy theory, whether Bayer, as a huge advertiser of lawn products and medicines, pharmaceuticals, whether they will go to the TV stations or wherever the advertising is and say, we're pulling all of our money if you accept these advertisements.
Yeah. Yep.
But they may do that. I mean, I would say that's definitely a possibility that they're going to do that. They are very, very active. They are very, very aggressive. I mean, one of the really scary things is some of this spray fertilizer that is spraying over other farmers' crops and killing their crops in different states, and farmers being able to do nothing about it. This is very frightening.
Well, it's part of this overwhelming reach of, this is a nerve with me because of my being a family farmer and seeing this stuff. I don't use any of this, never have, and won't allow it on my farm or on any of the land that I use. I use about 800 acres of land here and there, central Massachusetts, eastern Massachusetts. I won't use these things because not only do they affect humans, but they affect the soil. It kills all of the stuff in the soil. And one of the things, this is how horrendous Roundup is. It kills the weeds, but it doesn't kill the seeds in the weeds, so that when it is dead and the seeds go into the ground, it grows four times as many weeds as you killed. This is how insidious, clever I suppose, but insidious they are. This is the kind of people that you're dealing with. So you think you're killing the weed, and you are, but you're in that action allowing four times as many weeds to regrow because Roundup doesn't kill the seeds, it just kills the plant. How do you like that for being insidious? This guy Johnson, who got the name Dwayne Johnson, had rashes and welts and lesions, had a very aggressive form of this cancer, diagnosed in 2014. That's when they initiated the lawsuit. He won't live another year or so, according to doctors. He has until December 7th to decide if he'll accept the $78.5 million. I guess maybe you take it and move on. But anyway, just these guys are bad guys. That's it. The bottom line is they're just bad guys. And they're in cahoots. They give millions of dollars in campaign contributions to these scumbuckets that are running and take their money. Millions to influence elections. 17 after the hour here on the DJV program.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut?
Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too.
Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Calitran, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitran. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitran proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Combat's over, but war doesn't end. When wounded veterans come home, that's when the fight begins at the Independence Fund. We fight for heroes like Aaron and Kat so they can start a family, navigate a house, get physical therapy, and play adaptive sports. We help veterans and their families win back their independence so their fight can end when ours begins.
Be a hero for a hero. Learn more at independencefund.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, for those of you who are on the West Coast, you may feel a little bit of the impact of Hurricane Willa, which is brewing in the on the west side of Mexico, Category 4, maybe up to a 5 storm. It has strengthened, very strong winds, 160-mile-an-hour winds, and it's pretty unusual for hurricanes to develop, but this is a La Nina, or is it El Nino? Damn, I can't remember. The warm Pacific Ocean and what it impacts, the weather in the east and the northeast will be warmer this year because of it. About the same amount of snow, but not as bad. But it all develops in this area where this hurricane is right now. And the water is warm, so it's really feeding this thing. There's going to be a mess in southwest Mexico along the coast there. Bad, bad, bad stuff. 21 after the hour here on the DJV program.
makers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Point to point here on the DJD program with Victoria Jones, Kara Schillen, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, and Drake, who has officially broken the record for the most Billboard Hot 100 top 10 songs in 1 year.
Actually, he passed the Beatles' 1964 record.
Shows you how things have changed, Victoria and Rich. This guy wouldn't, I wouldn't go across the street to listen to him. Never mind buy his stuff. But I'm not the person that's buying.
That's right.
Apparently. he's a Latin, what is this?
Well, no.
He's trying to replicate Bad Bunny's
Bad Bunny, who is a Latin rapper, has a song, and Drake is a feature on it, and that feature is what put him at number 12, having 12 top 10 songs.
Okay, got it. Bad Bunny.
Glad we got that straightened out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was important, that one.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure Bad Bunny is going to become Doug's new favorite artist.
Yes.
Bottom line from this story, we're all old and we don't know what everybody's talking about.
Musically, right, I try to keep myself up on this stuff. But
Yeah, you sure do.
Well, I think I almost have given up. So I turn to Kara most of the time when these things come up because it's not something that's in, as they say, my wheelhouse.
I find myself never wanting to be the parent that goes, your music of today stinks.
I know, that's what our parents told us.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I mean, it's just,
my mother used to get horrified when I showed an interest in Elvis Presley. She said, you will never wear a leather jacket. You will never slick your hair back. You will never sound like Elvis Presley. She couldn't even... She had a hard time even saying his name. She was so disgusted with him. 1956.
Did you look at her and say, thank you very much, Mama?
Yeah, right. I was 10 years old then. Okay, so anyway, that's the story with Drake. Thank you very much. What else do we have here that applies to any? I see Rihanna someplace in here. What's her connection to Drake?
Oh, well, I guess, they've done a lot of songs together, but I think Drake's other record this year was...
Beating Rihanna?
Yeah, I guess he has the most songs among solo males, and Rihanna whatever. Rihanna also has 31
Listen to
hits.
The influence of this culture, though, on the culture. Am I sounding like some old fogey? The
yes,
culture.
You're
what is
sounding
this?
Fogey-ish.
Well, but listen to the lyric line. What does that have? Is that like you're 16, you're beautiful in your mind? Is that was the corruption?
You're 16,
or young girl?
In your mind. It's not that friendly.
No, but what about Young Girl, the song by, who did Young Girl? Young Girl, you're Gary Puckett, the Union Gap.
Well, if you're trying to not sound like an old fogey, then you're not doing a great job.
Let's move on to Tom Petty then, shall we, musically?
Let's.
Tom Petty's family and friends, among the hundreds in attendance at a ceremony to rename a Gainesville, Florida park after Mr. Petty. Ceremony took place on what would have been his 68th birthday, one of a number of Petty events this past weekend in the area where his life, his early life, was focused, Gainesville, sort of north central Florida. His daughter, Adria Petty, am I pronouncing it right, Kara? Is Adria? Adria,
sounds good enough to me.
Sure.
Brother Bruce spoke to the crowd
sure,
at the
says
park.
Richie, like he knows what he's talking about.
Right,
that was the most implausible show I heard in my life.
Exactly.
Very good.
Great, Richard.
Anyway, they talked about the new song Gainesville, which was part of the American Treasure Box set that is coming. I think a lot of people are paying a lot of attention to Tom Petty. Gainesville is an interesting city. I've been on the radio there for a long time. It's an interesting cross between north and south, let's put it that way. And Petty was, how would you describe him, a northerner or a southerner?
He's a southerner.
Very southern.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As a caravan of thousands of Central American migrants continues to head north towards the U.S.-Mexico border, President Trump says at a Houston, Texas rally last night,
I think the Democrats had something to do with it, and now they're saying, I think we made a big mistake.
Trump speaking at the rally to support the re-election bid by Republican Senator Ted Cruz.
Because people are seeing how bad it is, how pathetic it is, how bad our laws are.
Senior White House advisor Jared Kushner says he told Saudi Arabia's crown prince directly that it would be a good idea to be fully transparent about the death of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. During a CNN forum yesterday, Kushner said the Trump administration is still looking into the death of Khashoggi and hasn't decided what action to take against Saudi Arabia. This is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
About 34 after on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn back, I think, later this week, as will be Victoria. Victoria Jones is here from the DC Radio Company, a lady I've had a lot of different experiences with over the years in the radio world. She has established credentials that are second to none. Well thought of and a good thinker. How's that for a good description? You want to write that down, Victoria?
I'm writing that down. Man. I'm putting it on a website right now.
Updating your resume.
Yeah, it's going in right. Twitter or somewhere.
Stefan says, yes, okay. And then there's Rich McFadden, who's been with me through the various incarnations of this program over the past 25 years. He is here with his expertise, his thoughts. Kara Schillen at the controls. The Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell, going to do this. Few people in the news. Mitch McConnell on the top of that list. This is becoming ridiculous. I'm not a fan. I don't have to be a fan to acknowledge people in their humanity. So there's a picture of him floating around in a sweater, casual look, going into a diner in his hometown of Louisville. And as he went in to sit down and order some pie or something, somebody came up to him and said, "You should get out of the country."
Right.
And then the diner runs around the diner in the diner, says, "They're coming for your Social Security, McConnell. He's the bad guy." So there was, I think, a conversation about this. Was it last week or the week before? In order to help make up for the $779 billion budget deficit, cut Social Security. At least it's on the table. So anyway, the big boost in military spending, tax cuts, that sort of thing. So this guy went right after him. Can any of these people go to get a regular meal and a luncheonette or a diner or a regular restaurant? Especially in Washington. Look at all the people who have been attacked in Washington.
Not after what's-her-face in California. What's her name?
Pelosi.
The California congresswoman who said, don't let them, if you see them at a restaurant, if you see them in a store, chase them out.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Well, I think it depends where you go to eat. like with everybody else, you go to pick your restaurant, you know.
You just went into a diner.
Pick your restaurant.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't know. I think it's getting...
I think everybody needs to be... I'm not going to say what everybody needs to be. I think everybody needs to consider civility.
One of these guys chased him out the door. He had a box of leftovers, and somebody chased him out the door, grabbed the leftovers, and threw them on the sidewalk.
Somebody else yelled, "Mitch, Mitch!" I don't think you should throw people's leftovers on the floor. I think that's rude. I do think there is a question of people exercising their right to free speech, and I do think that when we have a tenor in this country of rudeness in politics, which is what we have now, you're going to see this. But I don't think that people should snatch things from other people and throw them around, and that must not become normalized. This is not good.
Isn't it funny, though, Victoria, that we have the tenor of rudeness in politics, yet the people who can't stand the tenor of rudeness in politics answer it with rudeness?
Yeah. Yes, it is, because this is apparently the only way that people feel they can get heard. And this is what is crazy, because this is not going to work long term. It is not And there's a very big reason for that, because women, in particular, will not stand it.
Yeah. Speaking of women, next person in the news is Amy Schumer, who is pregnant.
Speaking of rude women.
Yeah.
Funny.
Creatively sharing the news that she's expecting her first child with her husband. The fellow's name is Chris Fisher, I believe. Yeah, he's a chef. She had Jessica Yellen, former CNN chief White House correspondent, and founder of News Not Noise, announced the news in an Instagram story. I don't know. You probably know this lady, Jessica Yellen. I don't know her. What's her scoop, just as an aside? I mean, we've got the important info is Amy Schumer is pregnant. Okay.
Well, I think that she's the founder of this place, News Not Noise, that reports on news, and I think Amy Schumer has been a big supporter of that. And so she basically has a whole list of people that she thinks people should vote for if they want to turn the House. And
Yellen does.
Well, Amy Schumer does. I guess Yellen is not that invested in it. But for some reason, I was trying to get this whole thing yesterday. I was like, I don't know why she went through this whole process. Basically, she listed a long list of people that everyone should vote for. And then at the end, she was like, by the way, I'm pregnant, Amy Schumer. Seems like a very weird way to announce your pregnancy, but... who knows? Celebrities do all kinds of weird things.
They put picture of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle out with her picture on the body of Meghan Markle.
I thought that part was a little bit funnier. They had a picture of them. Obviously, Meghan Markle just announced that she was pregnant. They superimposed their own faces over top of it. To me, that would just be a funny way to announce your pregnancy instead of doing it along with the political stuff. But I don't know. I guess if that's what you're really into.
So what is News Not Noise? Are you a practitioner or a follower of this? Lady, this is your
I do not know. I think it's just another website that has.
No, I'm going to Victoria Jones on this one. I want to know if she knows this Jessica Yellen, just out of curiosity, as a newsie.
Yeah, I mean, News Not Noise is kind of it's an interesting project. What it is, basically, it has news and it claims to be exactly that. It claims to present the news and not things that are nonsense and not things that are just, oh, you know, we're just here to make noise and just to be rubbish. And that's basically what it is. And by and large, it fairly well succeeds, I would say. But, you know, it's not the only one that's doing it. And, it's a .org, not a .com. And that's what she's doing.
That is what she's doing. And she's welcome to do what she wants to do. Including make lots of bad movies.
But having said that, she does obviously have an agenda. She does have an agenda. And it is leaning a particular way. So you're getting her version of news, not noise.
That's the problem. It is. It's all. Everybody's got an angle, so it's not really news at all. This is what I think about that. Who cares? I don't even know who you are. Shut up. Go away. Next up on the DJV program, a focus on teen driver safety. Richie, this is right up your wheelhouse. Your son
sure is
about to get his license. We're going to talk about teen driver safety next on the DJV show.
Hi, I'm Danny Lifter with Today's Homeowner, giving you a few tips in being able to have a safer and healthier home. And one thing you can do for both of those, as well as making your home a little more energy efficient, is to add insulation in your attic. We're using a mineral wool insulation from Rockwool that I've used a lot over the years because it's mildew resistant, extremely easy to install, and also it's very fire resistant. It may give your family a little extra time to get out of the house in the unfortunate situation of a fire. We're also trying to improve our indoor air quality by making sure all of our exhaust fans go all the way to the outside and actually enhancing the experience a little bit by installing an MP3 player that's part of the Braun Sensonic brand. Really cool to have that music while you're in the shower. And video surveillance cameras from Carrier, the core system, are so easy to install. Put them on the shelf and plug them in. More information available for you at todayshomeowner.com.
We see it every day. They cut you off, and they tick you off. It's called road rage. But they're not mad at you. They're mad they overpaid on a used car because they didn't go to Carfax.com. Carfax has a better way. When you search used cars at Carfax.com, you get the most accurate price based on the Carfax report. So you never have to overpay on a used car again. Start your used car search today at Carfax.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 at the hour here on the DJV show. Do you know that this is Teen Driver Safety Week? A lot of stats on teen driving. The folks who are responsible for trying to keep drivers in check, if you will, young drivers, I don't think have been doing a particularly good job of it. Most of the accidents that I see, at least in my neck of the woods, involve teenagers, young drivers who don't know how to drive. I have become a big proponent, maybe because I grew up on the farm and I learned how to drive when I was 8 years old on a Ferguson tractor, and still actually have the tractor that I learned how to drive on. The idea of people, you know, the old days, the farm culture, people knew how to drive because they had to learn how to drive. Now, people... I drove into a parking lot where there was a driving school the other day, and the kid didn't know how to back up. And, hello, what are you teaching these kids? Joining us now is Michael Harley, who is the executive editor of Kelley Blue Book, a name that's synonymous with car value. Most people know about Kelley Blue Book, and his son Patrick. So, Michael, I'm going to guess you're going through all of this big time when your son's 19. So what was it like when you were trying to get him to learn how to do it the right way?
Yeah, It's tough, and as you pointed out, teens are not very good drivers. And it's not that they're bad people. They don't want to be good drivers. They just don't have the experience. And, you know, you had a really good start starting off when you were 9 or 10 years old. It's wonderful because by the time you were 16 and driving motorized vehicles on public roads, you knew what you were doing. But teens, you know...
I got a secret for you, Michael. I was driving vehicles on public roads way before I was 16.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, but crashes are the leading cause of death for teens between 15 and 18 years old. Half of all teens between 15 and 19 in crashes aren't even wearing seatbelts. And teen drivers between 16 and 17 years old are more than four times as likely to be involved in a deadly crash. And, you know, those are sobering statistics, especially when you look at how many new teens are getting on the road at, you know, 15, 16 years old these days.
Patrick, what is it like to have conversations like this with your friends? Do your friends, when you learn how to drive, people that were your age going through driving school or whatever, did you have conversation about being safe drivers or just, hey, I got to get a hold of my license, man, so I can go out and have a good time with the chicks?
It's a little bit of both. I think my generation has grown up knowing, always wear a seatbelt, and that's the biggest thing. But I think the issue that we face is distracted driving and is making sure you're not on your phone. And I know I always get on my friend's back about using a phone while driving because that's such an issue. But I think that is where most of the problems come from. But, of course, there's also the other side of it where you're just excited to get on the road.
Mm-hmm. So last year, 2,820 teenagers died in motor vehicle crashes. And that stat is there's boldness in that. The people in the insurance companies, are they trying to shy away? I know that I remember even when I got my license, insurance went up a little bit. The insurance rates for teenage drivers up to, the age of 25 is really horrendous these days. Richie, have you investigated what it's going to cost you to have your son drive your car?
But I know my buddy who has twin 16-year-olds is...
Aye.
He's really taking it hard. I think he's paying another $1,000 to $1,200 a year.
So, Michael, what's being done this week, National Teen Driver Safety Week, to try to, and I guess maybe whether you and your son had this conversation, to try to get youngsters to understand what danger there is involved in having this privilege?
Like you said, it's the conversation, and this is a conversation that just should not happen once every year on the third week of October. This should be a conversation that's happening, you know, throughout the year, just based on, you know, what's going on and what the adult's doing behind the wheel. But the cool thing also, what most people don't realize, a lot of automakers now are jumping in and offering these interesting technologies, innovative technologies, that actually help teens be safer. And you guys can't see, but behind me right now, I'm in front of a Ford Edge, and it's got something called MyKey. And MyKey is something that Ford's been offering for about 10 years. And it actually is a second key that the teen uses, and it, you know, reminds them to put a seatbelt on. It actually turns off the volume of the radio. It's got a speed limiter. It blocks incoming texts, incoming calls, and it even gives them a low fuel warning. So these are technologies that automakers are putting on cars that don't require the parents to be in the car with the teen.
I'm all over this. My son is 14 and a half, and I'm starting to think about these days. And I'm seriously looking at a newer car with that kind of technology. And we're a Ford family, so that would fit.
That's
all
a wise
choice. Yeah, MyKey is the way to combat the driving habits that we're talking about or try to help people instill in them how to drive well. Good story. Very well focused. Michael, thank you for being here. Patrick, thank you. Michael and Patrick Harley here to talk about the MyKey aspects from Ford and just in general how to make sure your teenager is going to develop good driving habits.
Pain and
my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work, because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today, for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Now, 53 after the hour here on the DJV program. Dr. Jack Stockwell not among us today, so I thought it would be an appropriate time for us to catch up on some important food news, including the fact that 2.5 million pounds of ready-to-eat taquitos have been recalled because they're contaminated with salmonella and listeria. Wow, that's two-thirds of a hat trick, because the other Salmonella, Listeria, and E. coli are the big three. The recall includes meat and poultry taquitos produced between the 1st of July and October 10th by Ruiz Food Products. The affected products, 4.5-pound cases of Go-Go taquitos in beef taco and cheese taquitos, buffalo-style cooked glazed chicken taquitos, and chipotle chicken wrapped in a battered flour tortilla. It was shipped nationwide. Interesting, Chipotle puts its name on something they don't make, and now they're getting it up to you-know-what because of it. No confirmed reports of illnesses, but the Food Safety and Inspection Service says people ought to know that taquitos are bad business. If you have purchased them, do not throw them away. Bring them back to the store and get your money back. I love these people, these writers who say, throw them away. No! Don't throw them away. Bring them back to the store. Get your money back. Salmonella can cause diarrhea, fever, abdominal cramps, all the things you need Life Change Tea for. All right, so that's the word. Don't eat these taquitos. that are commercially made. Make them on your own, I guess, much as anything else. How do you make a taquito, Kara, anyway? What's a taquito? Is it like a...
I imagine you just take whatever you want, meat, vegetables, onions, and then you put it in like a wrap like you would have for a quesadilla, but it's like it's crispy, it's fried, so you'd have to stick it in the oven afterwards. Mm. You should probably just not eat taquitos because they're not great for you, but right. They taste pretty good.
Sounds like garbage food to me. Yeah. Speaking of food department, I want to pass along something to you that has now sort of taken me by storm, and that is the superfoods from Texas Superfoods. Texas Superfood Complete, which is a capsule, nature's best 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables picked at the peak of their perfection. That with their digestive enzymes and probiotics combo, this is really a fabulous way for you to get into organic fruits and vegetables without having to buy a whole bunch of them at Whole Foods. Texas Superfood Complete Organic delivers all the best because it's organic. Find ripened fruits and vegetables, enzymes that are powerful, probiotics. Get them together, take them together, and enjoy your best because you will be at your best because you're giving your body what it wants, what it craves, what it needs. I'm on it, man. I love it because there's no filler binder, no artificial flavors or colors in it. It's just straight fruit and vegetables, organic fruit and vegetables powdered, put together. These people have been doing this for 20 years. They know what they're doing. So take it from me. I love knowing that every time I have my Texas Superfood Complete Organic in the morning, I have my body is being treated to the best, if you will. You can do the same thing. Go to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. Look at their full line of quality nutritional products. TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. Get on the bandwagon. Order these puppies. Texas Superfood Complete at TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. All right, other food items here. Nearly every major fast food burger joint in the country has received a failing grade in regard to their antibiotic policies. Annual Consumer Report published this week grilled the nation's top 25 fast food chains over their policies of buying beef raised with antibiotics. Also looked at how these policies are implemented and how transparent they are about their progress in reducing antibiotics in meat. Of the 25 restaurants tested, listen to this, 22 of them got burned. Restaurants that failed to cut the mustard include McDonald's, Sonic, Hardee's, and Five Guys. I'm surprised about Five Guys, frankly. Wendy's fared better. Shake Shack and BurgerFi were the only ones to get an A for serving antibiotic-free beef. Shake Shack is mostly a West Coast outfit. Find them in the malls, some of the upscale malls.
We've got them all over the East Coast now. They're all over.
Oh, do you? I've never seen them on the East Coast.
Yeah,
really?
They're delicious.
Yeah. Well, livestock being fed antibiotics always been bad, man. It helps them to grow bigger and to resist germs, but it doesn't do the people that eat them any good. So know that as you're thinking about your choice for a hamburger. 59 after the hour, food news on the DJV program.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.